आमिना का दुलारा हमारा नबी, सबकी आंखों का तारा हमारा नबी, वो यतीमों गरीबों का है आसरा, बेकसों का सहारा हमारा नबी।
जिस दिल में बसी उल्फत सुल्तान मदीना, हर लहजा करे मिदहत सुल्तान मदीना, सुल्तान मदीना।
सब रंजो अलम दूर हुए दिल से हमेशा, सब रंजो अलम दूर हुए दिल से हमेशा, सद शुक्र हुई रहमत सुल्तान मदीना, सद शुक्र हुई रहमत सुल्तान मदीना, सुल्तान मदीना। दर दर की गदाई का हमें शौक नहीं है, दर दर की गदाई का हमें शौक नहीं है, काफी है बस एक निस्बत सुल्तान मदीना, काफी है बस एक निस्बत सुल्तान मदीना, सुल्तान मदीना।
सुल्तान मदीना,
घर बार तलक छोड़ दिया राह खुदा में, घर बार तलक छोड़ दिया राह खुदा में, हक बात पे वो हिजरत सुल्तान मदीना, हक बात पे वो हिजरत सुल्तान मदीना, सुल्तान मदीना।
दिल में बसी उल्फत सुल्तान मदीना, हर लहजा करे मिदहत सुल्तान मदीना, सुल्तान मदीना।
एजाज सहाबा का मिला उनको जहां में, एजाज सहाबा का मिला उनको जहां में, जिस जिस को मिली सोहबत सुल्तान मदीना, जिस जिस को मिली सोहबत सुल्तान मदीना, सुल्तान मदीना।
जिस दिल में बसी उल्फत सुल्तान मदीना, हर लहजा करे मिदहत सुल्तान मदीना, सुल्तान मदीना।
अंजाम हुआ कैसर किसरा का भयानक, अंजाम हुआ कैसर किसरा का भयानक, क्या खूब थी वो हैबत सुल्तान मदीना, क्या खूब थी वो हैबत सुल्तान मदीना, सुल्तान मदीना। फारूकी गुनाहगार भी पढ़ता है जो नाते, फारूकी गुनाहगार भी पढ़ता है जो नाते, करता है बयां अजमत सुल्तान मदीना, करता है बयां अजमत सुल्तान मदीना, सुल्तान मदीना।
हर लहजा करे मिदहत सुल्तान मदीना, सुल्तान मदीना।
है सरापा उजाला हमारा नबी, रहमते हक ताला हमारा नबी, जिसका कौन है।
बिस्मिल्लाहिर्रहमानिर्रहीम, अस्सलामु अलैकुम व रहमतुल्लाहि व बरकातुहू, अहलन व सहलन व मरहबन बिकुम एंड वेलकम टू अ मंडे एडिशन ऑफ द मिडडे शो विद मायसेल्फ ब्रदर सुलेमान इसुब, एवरी मंडे टू थर्सडे बिटवीन 12 एंड 12:45। Today being the 17th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1446, corresponding to the 21st of October 2024. You can send your messages and your request, your recipe request, or if you have any recipes that you would like to share with us, you can send it through on the numbers 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Our first recipe that comes in is for crumbed chicken, and this is by Sister Arifa. So jazakallah khairan to Sister Arifa for sending in this recipe. So to start off your ingredients, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, you're going to need one cut and cleaned chicken, one tablespoon of red masala, 1 tablespoon of red masala, 1 teaspoon of crushed garlic, 1 teaspoon of crushed garlic, 1 tablespoon of Cajun spice, Parmesan Cajun spice or Muchacho spice. You'll need a pinch of salt, as spices are salty already. A pinch of salt, as the spices are already salty. Then you'll need 1 tablespoon of lemon juice. 1 tablespoon of lemon juice. Then you'll need Hind's Southern Coating. 1 beaten egg. And 1 beaten egg. Then the method. You're going to marinate the chicken in all the spices. And you're going to cook for about 5 to 7 minutes. Cook for 5 to 7 minutes. Till it's halfway done. Once it's cool, you're going to dip it in the egg. You'll dip it in the egg first and then Southern Coating. Once it is cool, you're going to dip in the egg and then you're going to dip it into the Southern Coating. You're going to fry in the medium hot oil on both sides. Fry in medium hot oil on both sides until it is crispy. That was the recipe, a short, a quick recipe for the crumbed chicken. And we say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Arifa for sending in that recipe. Our next recipe is for green akhni. Green akhni. So we say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Fatima Suleiman, but the recipe credits to Mariam V. Not sure who is Mariam V, but we say Jazakallah Khairan to both the sisters for sending in those recipes. So you're going to need 1.5 kilos of chicken disjointed. 1.5 kilos of chicken disjointed. 2 to 3 tablespoons of green masala. 2 to 3 tablespoons of green masala. 1 teaspoon of ginger garlic. 1 teaspoon of ginger garlic. 2 teaspoons of salt. 2 teaspoons of salt. 1 teaspoon of turmeric. 1 teaspoon of turmeric, 2 teaspoons of lemon pepper, 2 teaspoons of lemon pepper, 1 teaspoon of dhania powder. 1 teaspoon of dhania powder. 1 teaspoon of jeera powder. 1 teaspoon of jeera powder. 1 curry spoon of ghee. 1 curry spoon of ghee. 1 curry spoon of oil. 1 curry spoon of oil. 2 sliced onions. 2 sliced onions. 4 bay leaves. 4 bay leaves. 2 green chilies. 2 cinnamon sticks. 2 cinnamon sticks. 3 cups of basmati rice washed. 3 cups of basmati rice washed. 1.5 teaspoons of salt. 1.5 teaspoons of salt. 3 peeled, cubed, and deep fried potatoes. 3 peeled, cubed, and deep fried potatoes. 1/2 a bunch of dhania. 1/2 a bunch of dhania. A handful of mint. A handful of mint. A sprig of curry leaves. Sprig of curry leaves. 2 teaspoons of kasturi methi. 2 teaspoons of kasturi methi. 1/2 a can of coconut milk. 1/2 a can of coconut milk. You're going to need some salt to taste. 4 cups of boiling water. 4 cups of boiling water. So that was the ingredients. Your method. You're going to marinate the chicken with green masala. Marinate the chicken with green masala. You're going to add in this, the masala, salt, turmeric. Salt, turmeric. Lemon pepper. Dhania. And the jeera powder. And you're going to set it aside. So you're going to marinate the chicken with the spices, that is the green masala, salt, turmeric, lemon pepper, dhania, and jeera powder, and you're going to set it aside. Heat the ghee and oil over medium heat. Heat the ghee and oil over medium heat. Braise the onions together with the bay leaves. Braise the onions together with the bay leaves. And then you're going to braise the onions together with the bay leaves, the green chilies, and the cinnamon sticks till the onions are translucent. So you're going to braise together the onions with the bay leaves, green chilies, and the cinnamon sticks till the onions are translucent. Add in the chicken and cook over a high heat for a minute till the meat is sealed. Add in the chicken and cook over a high heat for a minute till the meat is sealed. Then lower the heat and cook for 20 to 25 minutes. Then you're going to heat it for 20 to 25 minutes over low heat. Then you're going to add in the cubed potatoes. You're going to add in the cubed potatoes and then you're going to toss it to coat. Blend together the fresh dhania. Blend together the fresh dhania, the coriander, the mint, the kasturi methi, and the coconut milk till everything is smooth. Thereafter, you're going to add into the chicken together with the washed rice. Add into the chicken together with the washed rice, the boiling water, and bring to a boil. Boil for 5 minutes and then remove from the heat. Then you're going to boil for 5 minutes and then remove from the heat. Then you're going to transfer the preheated oven. Transfer to a preheated oven of 180 degrees Celsius. And you're going to let it steam for 1 hour. You're going to let it steam for 1 hour. And then you can serve it with spiced dahi, a salad, and papad. You can serve with spiced dahi, salad, and papad. And that was the recipe for the green akhni. We say JazakAllah khairan to Sister Fatima Suleiman and Maryam B. Our next recipe that comes in is from Mrs. Ali, and this is for caramelized onion pasta. Caramelized onion pasta. So you're going to need 500 grams of pasta shells boiled until al dente. 500 grams of pasta shells. Then you're going to need 3 large onions sliced. Then you're going to need 3 onion large sliced, half a cup of oil or a little more, then a pinch of salt. Then you're going to need 2 tablespoons of butter. This is for your sauce. 2 tablespoons of butter. 1 teaspoon of maizena. 1 teaspoon of maizena. 125 ml of fresh cream. 125 ml of fresh cream. 3 cups of milk. 3 cups of milk, 1 tablespoon of coarsely ground black pepper, 1 tablespoon of coarsely grounded black pepper, 2 to 3 tablespoons of Worcestershire sauce, 2 to 3 tablespoons of Worcestershire sauce, then 1 level teaspoon of salt, 1 level teaspoon of salt, 1 tablespoon of Italian herbs, 1 tablespoon of Italian herbs, 1 level teaspoon of garlic powder, 1 level teaspoon of garlic powder. Then you can put in chili flakes if you want. Then half a cup of grated cheese. Half a cup of grated cheese. So that was your ingredients for the caramelized onion pasta. So your method, you're going to heat up a large pot on medium heat. A large pot on medium heat. Then you're going to add in the oil, enough to generously cover the bottom. Thereafter, you're going to add in the onions and a pinch of salt. Add in the onions and the pinch of salt. Allow to cook, stirring periodically. Allow to cook, stirring periodically until the onions are an even dark golden brown. Until the onions are an even dark golden brown. This will take about 45 minutes. This will take about 45 minutes. Lower the heat if they are cooking too fast. You do not want to burn them. Lower the heat if they are cooking too fast. You don't want to burn them. Remove from the heat and let it cool down slightly. Remove from the heat and let it cool down slightly. Drain and reserve excess oil. Drain and reserve excess oil for use elsewhere. Drain and reserve excess oil for use elsewhere. To a liquidizer jug, add all the sauce ingredients and the onions. To a liquidizer jug, add all the sauces, ingredients, and the onions. Puree till smooth. Then add it to a pot. Then you're going to add it to a pot and heat until warmed through. Taste and adjust salt and acid. Taste and adjust salt and acid. Finally, you're going to add in the pasta shells that have been boiled in well-salted water. Finally, you're going to add in the pasta shells and that have been boiled in well-salted water. You can also add a little pasta water to loosen up the sauce if needed. You can add a little pasta water to loosen up the sauce if needed. Also, you can add in some grated mozzarella cheese. Add in some grated mozzarella cheese. And sprinkle a flake of chili flakes if you wish. Serve immediately with crumbed mushrooms. Serve immediately with crumbed mushrooms, a garden salad, and a protein of choice. The steak would be fantastic. A beautiful, lovely recipe titled the Caramelized Onion Pasta. Message that came in, it says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you please give the recipe for the chicken, the Portuguese chicken wraps that you gave last week, Thursday? And I see the listener also sent in, what's this? Mexican braai salad. Okay, so let's... To the listener that sent in this, if you could send this picture again, but much clearer because it's very blur. But I'm going to try and make of it, right? So, for your Mexican braai salad, you're going to need two cups of packet sweet corn, one avocado. One avocado, 1 cup of baby tomatoes, 1 cup of baby tomatoes, 1 red onion, 1 red onion, 1/2 cup of danya or spring onion, 1 tablespoon of fresh lemon juice, 1 tablespoon of fresh lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 tablespoon of white vinegar, 1 tablespoon of white vinegar, 1 tablespoon of sugar, 1 tablespoon of sugar, half a teaspoon of crushed garlic, half a teaspoon of crushed garlic. You're going to need some black pepper to taste. You need some black pepper to taste. Salt and salt to taste. Okay. Unfortunately, I cannot read the method. If the listener can, please send it again, because I cannot make out the words. Sweet corn in butter with a little muff. I'm sorry, I can't. If you could please send it through again, inshallah, on the same number that you sent it the first time, it'd be highly appreciated, inshallah. It's gone 25 minutes to 1 Central African time. Yesterday I met an alim, and I met him at his house, and his beautiful, beautiful daughter, she's 4 years old, and she says, "Uncle Suleiman, you do the nacho." I said, "Gee, I do the nacho. Why?" "See, no, there's one nut that I like. If you can please, 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 please pay it for me." I said, "Okay, my baby. What nut is it?" So she's like, it's titled Mustafa Mustafa. So I said, "The one by Maulana Imtiaz Siraj." She said, "Gee." I said, "Okay." I told her, "Tomorrow, inshallah, Uncle Suleiman is going to come on air, and I'm going to say the baby Manowara, Manowara, beautiful name, beautiful name. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep her as the beautiful city of Madinatul Manawwara." So she said, "So I'm going to play out this nasheed for her. This is for baby Manawwara. She's only 4 years old. And inshallah, we're going to be playing out. This is Mustafa Mustafa by Maulana Imtiaz Siraj. In the meantime, we're going to be waiting for that recipe for the Mexican salad. And inshallah, we will continue thereafter.
Mustafa, 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 Mustafa. Mustafa, 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 Mustafa. Tujhsa koi nahi, Mustafa, 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 Mustafa. Hey, man. کوئی نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں مصطفیٰ 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 رحمت دو جہاں احمد مصطفیٰ وہ ہے میرا نبی وہ ہے میرا نبی تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں مصطفیٰ 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 سید الانبیاء سرور اسفیا وہ ہے میرا نبی وہ ہے میرا نبی تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں مصطفیٰ 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 مصطفیٰ
And that was the nasheed titled Mustafa Mustafa, and that was for Bibi Munawwara, and I hope that she was listening to that nasheed. I just want to check now, Maulana Zaid, are you available? Maulana, are you available? You ready? Okay. I know Maulana likes to do this, yeah. He doesn't like to come in straight. He likes to hear that the Marcus Sahaba station ID. So we'll just play at one station ID and then we'll bring in Maulana Zaid, inshallah. It's now gone 20 minutes to 1 Central African time. So inshallah, we're going to be just waiting 1 minute and we will bring in our beloved Hazrat Maulana Zaid Khan. Damat Barakatuh, inshallah. Just give me 1 minute. We have to give you like a grand entrance. No, wait. I'll just wait. Wait. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
صوت أهل السنة والجماعة صوت مركز الصحابة.
21 minutes, 20 minutes to 1 Central African time, and this is where we have our our daily discussion, our Nasiha section after our recipes. And we'd like to welcome our Maulana Zaid Khan. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Maulana?
Alhamdulillah. No, alhamdulillah. I thought you've got recipes in that, because I just heard you said you're waiting for one more recipe.
No, I was waiting for the method. I gave the recipe, but the method wasn't too clear.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I thought maybe we're not going
to... No. With your Mubarak voice, we have to start our show. You know, Mondays are a very Mubarak day.
Yeah.
You know? Our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born on a Monday. He passed away on a Monday. You know, great things happen on a Monday. He received wahi on a Monday. He's our duruds, there's a narration where our duruds are given on a plate on a Monday and a Thursday. You know, I stand to be correct on that one. Maybe I'm saying it wrong, but the idea is there. You know, even because of the love, when our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mother Sayyidina Amina radiallahu anha, when she gave birth to our beloved master, Abu Lahab set free a slave, and he did his two fingers like that, or something to Rafi, his index finger and middle finger. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved that action, that even if he was a fire worshipper, and his wife, and the surah is mentioned that he's destined for Jahannam. But because of that action, that he heard that the beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, that he's just given that small grace on a Monday.
Hmm. No? That's mentioned, yeah.
Yeah, that is, you know, so a lot of things happen on a Monday. So if you don't hear an alim's voice on a Monday, you know, a day doesn't go, especially, you know, after, you know, you had your little bit run last week. I hope you are in the best of health. Allah Ta'ala grant you complete shifa, kamila.
Amen, amen.
Mawlana, they say it is about 150 days? 148 to Ramadan, 148, 150. You know, then we'll run like headless chickens. They say, you know what? Now we need to prepare. Leave that food. All those food things is not concern. Mm. But the food, the food for the soul, not for our stomach. How to create that balance? Because then you hear all the people say, "Eesh, you know what? The first fast was so hard. Second fast was like this. Hey, it's only the 15th roza." 11 months of the year, we dine, we do what we want. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked for 1 month for him alone, you know. And you know, if we think of it, if we practice from now, the sunnah days, even Mulana, to fast on a Monday and a Thursday, then we get in that habit, we get in the routine of keeping roza on those days. So when it comes time to the blessed month of Ramadan, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy and allow us to see the Mubarak months of Rajab, Shawwal and Ramadan, then we won't have such a problem, because our body has already been in sync in keeping those fasts. So it won't be that difficult. We'll just have that mindset, hey, you know what? It's like how I keep Monday and the Thursday fast. So it wouldn't be that bad. Now, if we don't practice upon this year, obviously we're going to find it very difficult. Mm. In keeping that fast, we're obviously going to complain, but we fail to realize that the Mubarak smell, we might think, hey, you know what, some people say your mouth is stinking or, you know, bad breath, but that same breath is so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he even mentioned that at the time of iftar, you know, my banda has sacrificed his leisures, his pleasures, he's eating, he's drinking for my purpose only. At the time of iftar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that your dua is readily accepted before you break your fast. That's how loved. And also it's one of the five pillars of Islam. If Mawlana can elaborate, inshallah, a little bit further. On the practicing and how we can prepare. I know it's very long, but still, we say it's long. Next thing you'll hear, 90 days, 60 days, 2 months, 30 days, 1 week, you know?
Gee, so the first thing we must know is that people claim it's a hadith, but there's no such a thing as that. If you, you know, if you spread this message 20 or 30 days or 60 days or 90 days before, your sins will be forgiven. All these types of messages, you must refrain from, and don't ever, when I see a message like that, I make sure I don't pass it on. It just discourages me from passing it on. Most of the time, there's some ulterior motive or hidden agenda. If it's the words of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it should have a reference. And besides that, the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it will automatically have an effect on your heart. Because remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to worship Him and to recognize Him. And how do we recognize Him? Through Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's lifestyle. So whatever is not part of the Sharia, if you are searching sincerely, you won't find any, you won't adapt to that, because it's cooked up, it's fabricated. But nonetheless, it should have a reference, and these are all cooked up made up incidents where they say you must spread this and spread this and your sins will be forgiven. So, and you, if you do it to so many people, stuff like this. You know, with the cyber world, and Ajay Suleiman, I think this Wednesday, I don't know if you have anybody planned for the interview segment or...
Mufti Farhan Karani.
So there's no free open slot.
Unless Mufti Saab phones me and tells me that, Haji Suleiman, you know what, I'm traveling or I won't be able to make it. Because every Tuesday I phone Mufti Saab to ask him if he's available for the next day.
Okay.
Then Mufti Saab tells me. So I'll only know tomorrow.
Okay. Whether Mufti because I was thinking we can get that... But next week or when we get another opportunity,
inshallah.
What's it? Mike Polis to
Mike
speak
Polis,
to us
yeah.
about the cybercrime. You
yeah.
saw this whole thing with Mulana Khalid Yaqub. I don't know if you also received.
Yeah, I got that message also.
Yeah, and you know, you can ask my family. I believed it. I didn't catch it first, so I even told my family that. I wish I had the money to help him, and because he's so like sincere and stuff like that. And but little to know, and I sent the voice recording and everything. Then later I saw Mufti Saab's message out to say that that's a scam and that's not him. So at first glance, I didn't know it was him.
No, but anybody for that matter, if you know, because their heart is so clean. That if you look at the thing, at a person, and Mulana Khalid is not the type of person who would just randomly message you and ask you, you know, help me out with some funds.
So what went through your mind?
No, I didn't know him message because I never see any message. Only after when Mufti Saab mentioned about it, then that's when I only went back to Mulana Khalid Yaqub's number and seen that the message came through. That he says, you know what, I need some help or, you know. Stuff like that. I said, oh, okay.
Yeah, but Dobela showed me on his phone. They sent him this details, banking details. So I wonder through that if we can investigate and see if we can catch the culprit.
Yeah, but then that you'll have to go through the lawyer, and then you have to go through the cyber crime investigating unit.
Yeah.
They will deep there because they are more trained.
So this is just before we move on to the rest of what you want to speak about. I see there's very little, but this we need to warn the people about, because imagine I receive a message from my honorable mother and she's asking for money, and of course you're going to say, but with this banking details, you should have your mother's banking details at least, so it doesn't correspond or something like that. But sometimes you can just get caught out like this with a Mulana. You just have good thoughts and you just think, but meantime it's not even him. So we should be aware of this here, and with the cyber world that we're living in and cyber crime, we should be alert of all of these ways which they can hack your WhatsApp, and nothing is safe. What's safe? What can be safe?
On a lighter note, got a message that comes and says it's all about the samosas and halim and the pies. If the ladies prepare beforehand, then they'll have more time for ibadat in Ramadan. I mean, you can freeze it. It's got a point in a way, right?
No, definitely.
But you know, our men folk, nah? It's a sad truth, but every day we want something fresh. We can't say, hey, you know what, I had this yesterday. Every day we have the same pie. Whole week we have chicken samosa. Whole week we have potato samosa. You know, we want something different. Then the only time you get to see something nice is when you come 15 Shaban. You know, when they say, prepare nice for your family. That's the time the mutton curry will come out, the chicken curry will come out.
No, that's Muharram.
Was it Muharram or is it Shaban?
That's Muharram.
But isn't there a thing about Shaban where you...
Shaban is about...
The books change, right? The 15 Shaban.
You repent and all that. So, yeah, that's true. So the men folk must be clever. Nowadays, you get all different women doing different things. So,
says, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward our sisters. They make our lives so easy in Ramadan, which is also true.
Gee, and... It's this whole theme of Ramadan that we grew up with it, our mothers did for us, and there's so much of rewards that we don't tend to see. Now, of course, the men folk have to understand that you can't now let your wife be in the kitchen the whole day and all of this. Yeah. So there are various ways in combating those problems. And I just said now there's other women that I know, like, for example, you get different women doing different things. So you can get someone, just pay for it and get it done. If it's, see what's easy. And if you've got the money, if you don't, then you just, when we go to Makkah and Medina Munawwara, I just remind you, I don't think you even think about the samosa. So we can live without it.
Yeah, no, I haven't been blessed to go to Umrah during Ramadan.
But when you're there, you don't even think about it.
Yeah, because you know, and you know that the amazing thing is that you see, you engulf so much in Zamzam that you don't even worry about the fast food outlets or even when you go home, when you bring, you know, you bring your own home food from South Africa. You don't worry about it because you are in such Mubarak cities. You don't know if you're going to get that same invitation again. You're trying to make the most out of it. Like you're always in the haram. You're going to the to the Rode Mubarak. You're standing outside of you see the Gumbad al-Khazra. You're seeing the green dome. You're admiring everything. You're looking at the scenery. Like you want to get a chance to go to Jannat al-Baqi also. You know, when they're running with the janaza. You know, you try to cap in, you see if you can make a way and go through. Alhamdulillah, I managed to get a chance to gap in with the locals when they were running with the janaza to see.
Yeah,
so,
nice.
I mean, no, because normally they'll tell you, they'll give you like certain time period that you can go. Now, alhamdulillah, I managed to gap in with the locals over there, and then the way they were moving with it, it's amazing. It's amazing.
And yeah, it's all وَمَن يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Allah says in Surah Al-Hajj, that is chapter 22, verse 32, whoever honors, whoever sanctifies the symbols of Allah, then this emanates due to the taqwa of heart. So Ramadan in itself is for what? Is for to build your taqwa. So on, we have to honor that guest. So you may think, but there's so many. I just checked it now. It's about 160 days, more or less. So you weren't far off. So, but it's that love. You know, the pious people, when Ramadan would end, they would already be looking and start preparing for the next Ramadan. So that's a month that we should be looking forward to. And Allah put it in your heart for us to alert us, to conscientize us. And we've said to you that hadith, or that's a cooked up fabrication. And whoever fabricates anything, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then said he should prepare his abode in the fire. So that's something separate. But the heart itself, to prepare for it and to get everything in order, this is something that we should be looking forward to. And spiritually, building ourselves up to it. You know, when there's a World Cup.
Look at it, Molana. 131 days.
131?
131 days. Somebody sent a message now. 131 days. So look, I was saying 150-something last week or something. I saw, and now look at it. 131. For almost 4 months. Look at it. We're saying now. 131. Next couple, when we speak again about it, it's going to be like 90 days or 60 days.
Yeah, it's just the time flies. So it is 131. I was just double
131, yeah.
You checked it?
Yeah, no, I've got a message. Somebody sent a message.
Okay,
so,
all right. So let's see. Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Akhira, Rajab, Shaban. So there's 4 months. So that's how I was calculating it in my mind. 30, 60, 90, 120. Yes, it's correct. 130.
131.
Yeah. So Allah grant us tawfiq, understanding, ability, and to prepare for that meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are all opportunities for us. On a daily basis, we have these opportunities. So remind one another and get closer to Allah. Hajj Suleiman, I think this is the end.
Jesus, we come to the end of our show. Marana, jazakallah khairan. And you know, when you mentioned about sanctitize the Mubarak month, we must always remember the Quranic verse, Shahru Ramadan unzila fil Quran. That Ramadan is the month of the Quran. We should increase our tilawat in the Quran, inshallah.
And exactly when last we ask ourselves, when last have we opened the Quran Sharif? Of course, on a daily basis, but increasing it. If you haven't opened, start opening. If you have opened, start increasing. And set reasonable targets. That's the key. Reasonable, short targets. And when you achieve that, it motivates you to do more. But now you put such extreme targets that you don't even begin it. And that puts you off then. So set short, small targets. We are weak. Wa khuliqa al-insanu da'ifa. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We say jazakallah khairan to Mulana Zaid for those inspiring words. 2 minutes left, 2 minutes to 1 Central African time. We say jazakallah khairan to the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isuf, every Monday to Thursday from 12 to 12:45, inshallah. To the listener that sent in the balance of the recipe, inshallah, I will do your recipe tomorrow. First thing when we start. From the Fi Amanillah, Ma'a Salama, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.